Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Elsie.
And wow, it's really, really cold
Yeah,
outside.
it is cold.
You know, sometimes I do really like winter, but sometimes I don't like it
What
as
makes you
well.
like winter?
Well, one of the things I love about winter is wearing sweaters and comfortable clothes. I also like to play in the snow and do a lot of winter activities too.
Oh, you like to do a lot of winter activities. Do you know how to ski or snowboard?
I'm trying to learn. I'm not very good, but I'm trying to learn. What do you usually do in the winter? Do you go skiing or snowboarding?
I've tried skiing and snowboarding maybe twice, but I failed.
Me too.
I
I'm
fell
pretty bad
down
at
all the
it.
time.
I'm pretty bad at it. I want to be really good at snowboarding, but I'm pretty bad at it. So
Me too.
maybe we can try it together.
Yeah, we can practice it together next time.
I agree. All right, so today we're going to look at an article. We're going to see Tom. He's going to try to go skiing for the first time.
Ooh.
And then we have Tom and Polly there on a ski vacation. I can't wait to see what's going to happen. So let's take a look.
A ski vacation.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to talk about some words you can use when you go skiing.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Chairlift, rental shop, ski, binding, ski boot, snowboard, pole, helmet, ski mask, balaclava, goggles, piste, green, red, black slope. Polly and Tom are in a rental shop for ski gear.
I'm going skiing for the first time. What do I need?
Here are your skis. You also need ski boots and bindings to hold the skis on.
I know I need poles too.
That's right. Do you want a ski suit or ski pants and a jacket?
I don't mind. They just have to keep me warm and dry.
He picks up a ski mask.
Hey! I can look like the bad guy in a movie.
Don't forget to wear a helmet, too.
Got one. Now, let's go skiing.
Jacket, jacket. It was cold outside, so Janet put on a jacket over her sweater. It was cold outside, so Janet put on a jacket over her sweater. Mind, mind. I don't mind if you wear your shoes in the house. I don't mind if you wear your shoes in the house. Pick up, pick up. Tanya dropped her phone. When she picked it up, she saw it was broken. Tanya dropped her phone. When she picked it up, she saw it was broken. Wear, wear. Wear, wore, worn. The actress wore a beautiful red dress and nice shoes to the party. The actress wore a beautiful red dress and nice shoes to the party.
认识字汇
Gear Suit
All right, so we're going to look at a conversation for today. So that's why in the front of our conversation, we have a scenario. It tells us what's going on. So it says, Polly and Tom are in a rental shop for ski gear. Now, when we talk about gear, it just means it's the supplies or tools or clothes that you need for a specific purpose or a specific thing. For example, if you go fishing, you will need fishing gear. That means you will need a fishing pole. You might need bait, like worms or shrimp, to get the fish, okay? For example, we can also say if you're going outside hiking or something and it might rain, you might need to bring rain gear. And that just means wearing clothes that are waterproof, like a waterproof jacket, things like that. So gear are just supplies.
Gear 就是装备的意思，不过呢要注意哦，它这个字呢是不可数的。那我们刚刚听到 Tiffany 给了我们好多好多的例子，比如说钓鱼的时候你要 fishing gear， 然后出外的时候如果下雨你要
rain gear，
对不对？好，这些装备你都要准备好。那这边呢 Polly 跟 Tom 两个人正在租的是 ski gear， 也就是滑雪装备。Where are they? They are in a rental shop. A rental shop 就是租借站。那如果你在租借站租用东西的时候，我们要用到的动词就是 rent, R-E-N-T. So we can say they are renting ski gear.
So they're not buying it. They're just using it for a short amount of time and then returning it again.
Yes.
So if you are going skiing, snowboarding, or wherever, usually you can rent something or rent the gear. Okay, next we see Tom. He says, I'm going skiing for the first time. What do I need?
Tom 这个是第一次要去滑雪，所以呢他不知道他需要什么，他就问了 What do I need? 我需要的是什么呢 Polly, help me!
Okay, don't worry, Polly is going to help him. She says, here are your skis. You also need ski bootsand bindings to hold the skis on. So there's actually quite a lot of important things that you might need when you go skiing. So, of course, you need the skis, which are the two things, the two kind of long sticks that you put on your feet. You need the boots, and then you need to bind it together. We call those bindings, okay? So a binding is just the part that attaches the boots to the ski so you don't fall off andYou go flying somewhere.
Yeah. So Polly 现在先拿了 skis 给 Tom. The skis 实在是滑雪机的意思，就是一组两个，你要站在上面才可以滑雪的。那因为一组两个，所以我们用复数 skis. 那如果 ski 这个字当作动词用，它是滑雪的动作。所以接下来呢 ，Polly 就说了，你还需要 ski boots 滑雪靴，还有 bindings 就是固定器。那 bindings 固定器呢，可以固定住滑雪靴，还有滑雪机，让你不要整个解开，
Mind.
然后你就会跌倒。
Yeah, you don't want to get hurt.
You don't want to get hurt, but
and it hurts when you fall down.
Yeah.
Actually,
don't think like if you fall on the snow, it's not hurt. It's super hurt.
Yeah, it's super painful. Your butt's gonna be so painful the next day. All right. So next, Tom says, "I know. I need poles too. That's right. If you want to move forward on a ski, usually you have poles that help you kind of move along. You have to push yourself along.
也就是两只雪杖可以帮助你加速的。
Mm-hmm. Next, Polly says, "That's right." Do you want a ski suit or ski pants and a jacket? So there's actually, you know, different clothes that you can wear when you go skiing. You can actually wear a complete suit, meaning you have to put your whole feet in, your 2 feet in, and then you have to zip it up. Or you can wear separate clothes, like you could just wear pants and then a jacket. So when we say a ski suit or a suit, it's just basically a set of clothes or maybe even a protective covering you use for a specific purpose. So a ski suit is just a set of things that you specifically wear for that because you just wear yourself in and you zip yourself up and that's it.
But when you want to go to the bathroom,
You gotta take everything down. So maybe for me, I would just go for the pants and the jacket.
Yeah, me too.
So it's easier to go to the bathroom.
Right.
So, for example, if people are going into space, they might have to wear a space suit because the suit is built specifically for going to outer space so they can breathe and they can move around too. All right, we also have a swimsuit, a bathing suit as well, and we wear that when we go swimming.
所以 swimsuit 或是 bathing suit 就是泳装、嗯、那我们看到 suit 四个字呢就是成套的服装 a ski suit 就是成套滑雪装那如果不要穿成套的滑雪装因为上厕所很不方便那有分开来的滑雪裤还有 jacket 可以供你做选择
Yes, I would choose that instead Alright, so what is a jacket? Let's take a look It's spelled J-A-C-K-E-T Jacket So a jacket is a piece of clothing you wear on the outside on your upper body. Now, you wear a jacket when it is cold. And usually a jacket is worn over other clothes. So a while ago, I said it was really, really cold outside. I was wearing a jacket because usually you wear a jacket when it's cold, right? Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, it was cold outside, so Jenna put on a jacket over her sweater.It was cold outside, so Jenna put on a jacket over her sweater.
Jacket 这个字呢，它是夹克外套的意思。那我们刚刚例句说到啊，外面很冷，所以 Janet 就穿上了她的夹克外套。她穿在什么上面呢？穿在她的毛衣上面。Mm. 所以她先穿了毛衣，再穿夹克外套。
That's right.
那穿衣服的动作我们可以用 put on。Mm. 来说 put on a jacket、
mm-hmm.
So which one does Tom want?
Okay, well let's take a look. Tom says, I don't mindThey just have to keep me warm and dry, okay? Ooh. So it doesn't really matter to him. He can wear the ski suit, mm-hmm. or he can just wear the jacket and the pants. But as long as it keeps him warm and dry. So keep here, it has two different meanings.
Yeah.
One meaning can be to let things stay a certain way, mm-hmm. like, keep this here, or keep me warm. Let me stay warm, let me stay dry. Or it could also mean to stop something from happening, okay?
Oh.
So there's two different meanings to that.
所以在文章里面我们用到的是第一个就是 keep 后面直接加一个形容词代表是保持某个状态 keep me warm and dry 就是让我保持温暖和干燥的状态那第二个是 keep somebody from doing something 也就是防止阻止避免某人做某事 For example, the rain kept me from going fishing yesterday 昨天的雨让我没有办法去钓鱼。再来呢，就是刚刚 Tiffany 讲到的 keep from doing something， 那就是抑制住、忍住做某事。For example, I couldn't keep from laughing after I heard the joke.、
Mm.
听到笑话之后呢，我忍不住大笑。So Tom doesn't mind if it's a ski suit or ski pants and a jacket, as long as they keep him warm and dry.
That's very important because when you go skiing or snowboarding, it's very, very cold there. So I would want to.I wouldn't mind as well. But maybe I would pick the jacket and pants because, like you mentioned, the bathroom could be your problem.
Yes, more convenient.
All right, so let's take a look at the word mind. It's spelled M-I-N-D, mind. Mind here is a verb and it means to care or worry about something. So, for example, if I say, I don't mind it when my students eat in classes, I don't really worry or care too much if my students are hungry and they want to eat in class. On the other hand, you can say, I mind it greatly.I mind it when people are rude. That means I care a lot if someone is rude to me. Okay, so you can also add adverbs to the sentence as well to show how great, how much you care, basically. So, for example, I can also do this. I can ask a question. Do you mind if I make a call? You can simply say, yes, I do mind. It means, yes, I care that you make a call right now. Or you can say, no, I don't mind at all. It means I don't really care. I'm not too bothered by it.So let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, I don't mind if you wear your shoes in the house. I don't mind if you wear your shoes in the house.
Mind 这个字呢，在文章中当动词使用，解释为介意。那我们刚刚的例句说啊，我不介意你在房子里面穿鞋。那我们还会听到人家说 never mind， 那是什么意思啊？没关系，别介意。那另外呢 ，mind 还可以当名词用哦，代表的是大脑或心智。For example, what comes to your mind when you hear the word winter?
Soup.
Soup. Oh, so Tiffany 听到冬天这个字，她会想到汤
All right, because I want to eat hot pot. I love eating hot pot during the winter time. Okay. All right. So let's continue reading the conversation.
Okay.
So they're picking out their gear. And then it says here, he picks up a ski mask. Okay. So that means maybe they're looking at all the gear on the table or something. He picks up the mask and he kind of tries it on. He says, hey, I can look like the bad guy in the movie. Yeah, so sometimes you look kind of funny with the mask on. So, pick up here is another phrase that we have. It's spelled P-I-C-K, pick, and then up, U-P, up.
Pick up is a phrase and it means to lift something up or to lift someone up. For example, I can say, Tanya dropped her phone. When she picked it up, she saw it was broken. Tanya dropped her phone. When she picked it up, she saw it was broken.
Pick up 这个动词片语呢是捡起来的意思，所以呢，我们例句说到 Tanya 她本来把手机弄掉了，然后后来捡起来了，可是手机坏了。
Oh no!
Super unlucky.
Super unlucky.
那另外呢，我们有时候还会听到人家说 Please pick up the trash, 请你捡起垃圾。还有 The phone is ringing, go pick up the phone, 去接电话。还有就是 pick up somebody.接人是什么意思呢 For example, I'll go pick my sister up later. 我等一下要去接我的妹妹。
That's right. So, what is Tom here?
Yeah, Tom here picks up a ski mask, 滑雪面罩，然后套到头上的时候呢，他觉得自己像电影里面的坏人。
That's right. Because, oh yeah, there's two things. You have to put one over your head, so the wind doesn't keep you, you know, doesn't make you cold.
Yeah.
And then you can also wear a mask as well, so you can see things. Mm-hmm.As well. All right, next, Polly says, haha, don't forget to wear a helmet too.
Okay,
so
helmet, 安全帽对不对 So after you put on a ski mask, you have to wear a helmet too.
And also here we see the word wear. It's spelled W-E-A-R, wear. Wear here is a verb and it means to use or have something like clothing over your body. You put this clothing onto your body. So that's why we say wear a jacket, wear a shirt, wear pants, or wear a ski mask. These things mean you put something over onto something else, especially like your body if you're using clothes. Let's take a look at the sample sentence. It says, the actress wore a beautiful red dress and nice shoes to the party.The actress wore a beautiful red dress and nice shoes to the party.
Wear 这个动词呢是穿或戴的动作。那我们例句说啊，这名女演员她穿了漂亮的红色洋装，还有很好的鞋子到派对去了。那接下来呢，我们看到的是这个 Tom 他有话要说了。
And he says, "Got one now."Let's go skiing. Okay, so they got...
What did he get?
He got his helmet, he got his mask, he got his gear. So now they're ready to go skiing.
They're ready. 所以最后我们听到的是一个 let's 加原形动词的用法。让我们一起做某事吧。So let's go skiing sometime.
We should go.
Let's How about go. Now?
Let's go. Okay, but let's take a look at our magic box first, and we'll be right back for our review time, and then we can go skiing.
Okay.
How about that?
找亮点 Hola, soy Dora 大家好我就是爱冒险的朵拉今天呢我们要去海里拜访人鱼公主还是要到神秘的热带雨林里探索古文明呢不论是要去哪里准备好跟我和小猴子扑哧一起冒险吧 Let's go on an adventure英文里面要说一起来吧一起做什么事情吧我们呢可以使用实义动词 let OK 实义动词呢就用在表示让人做什么事情请别人做什么事情或者是呢要求别人做什么事情它的用法非常特殊我们一般知道呢在一个句子里面只能有一个动词但是呢在使用实义动词后面我们可以加上原形动词哦句型呢我们就是实义动词加上受词再加上原形动词比方说之前很红的那首 Let it go OK 他让他去吧让我们就使用的 let 这个实义动词后面加上 it 受词再加上原形动词 go 让他去 let it go 这就是实义动词的用法知道了实义动词的用法今天的主题邀请别人一起我们用 let 来造句要怎么造呢我们呢就可以用 let 开头加上受词我们 us 后面呢再加上原形动词就表示呢让我们一起来做这件事情吧我们比较常见的是 let us 的缩写 that's L-E-T 一撇 S that'sOK, 比方说呢像我跟小猴子扑哧看到好多好吃的水果、哦、有香蕉有芭乐有火龙果我们一起来大快朵颐吧 That's it That's it OK, 邀请小猴子扑哧我们一起来吃水果吧 OK, 我们就说 That's it 或者是呢我们开头说的 Let's go on an adventure 我们一起去冒险吧。Let's go on an adventure. 所以呢，现在轮到你来造句咯。前面呢，我们看到了一台独角兽拉的马车 carriage， 马车 carriage。我们呢，一起搭上马车吧。搭上马车，英文说 get in the carriage。如果呢，我们要用 let 来邀请我跟你一起上车，你该怎么造句呢？没有错 ，Let us get on the carriage， 或者是呢 ，Let's get on the carriage。你做得很好哦，要邀请别人，让我们一起，记得就是 let us， 或者是缩写 that， 再加上原形动词。今天的文法你也记起来了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so review time for today is I'm going to give you guys the definition. Not only do you have to tell us the word, and you have to spell it too.
Okay.
And try to beat Elsie at this game.
猜字还要拼字，然后要赢过我的速度哦。
Okay, are you guys ready? Okay, this means to put clothes onto your body. What's this action called when you put clothes onto your body? Like you might need to.
You put on your clothes, so you're wearing your clothes.
Wear, good.
Wear.
How do you spell it?
W-E-A-R. 有没有超过我？有没有？也就是 W 后面加耳朵一只 wear.
Oh, wear. Very good. All right, now this means to take something up.
Pick up.
Ah, there we go. That one's an easy one. I was trying to help you guys out.
Okay,
How do you spell it?
Yeah.
Ready? Go.
P-I-C-K.
Up.
U-P.
Very good.
Pick up.
All right. Easy words this time. All right. So that's all the time that we have for today.
Yeah.
We're going to take a quick break. We're going to go skiing. But hopefully we'll see you guys for the next day because there's more fun things to learn about skiing in our article. So bye
see
for
you
now.
Bye.
We a ski vacation.
Welcome to Picture Dictionary.
Today we're going to talk about some words you can use when you go skiing.
That sounds really interesting.
It sure does. Don't you just love learning English words?
Right now, please pay attention and read the words and sentences as loudly as you can. Are you ready?
Yes, I am. Let's get started and have fun.
Chairlift, rental shop, ski, binding, ski boot, snowboard, pole, helmet, ski mask, balaclava, goggles, piste, green, red, black slope. Polly and Tom are in a rental shop for ski gear.
I'm going skiing for the first time. What do I need?
Here are your skis. You also need ski boots and bindings to hold the skis on.
I know I need poles, too.
That's right. Do you want a ski suit or ski pants and a jacket?
I don't mind. They just have to keep me warm and dry.
He picks up a ski mask.
Hey, I can look like the bad guy in a movie.
Don't forget to wear a helmet, too.
Got one. Now, let's go skiing.
Jacket. Jacket. It was cold outside.So Janet put on a jacket over her sweater. It was cold outside, so Janet put on a jacket over her sweater. Mind, mind. I don't mind if you wear your shoes in the house. I don't mind if you wear your shoes in the house.Pick up, pick up. Tanya dropped her phone. When she picked it up, she saw it was broken. Tanya dropped her phone. When she picked it up, She saw it was broken. Where wore worn. The actress wore a beautiful red dress and nice shoes to the party. The actress wore a beautiful red dress and nice shoes to the party.
认识字汇
Gear Suit